The Navy's new submarine fleet might not be as stealthy as promised, with confusion about whether the next generation propulsion system, touted as giving the boat a technological edge, will be used. Ultra-quiet pump jet technology was key to the successful French bid to design the new submarine. But a senior French executive from the company building the sub says conventional propulsion could be used instead. The Navy says it's still intending to use the jet pump, but the comments are playing into existing concerns about whether it's right for the new fleet. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Could a major rethink about the Navy's new submarine be in the works less than 18 months after the $50 billion project was announced? The Navy says no, but comments from Jean-Michel Billig, the most senior French executive on the Australian project, suggest otherwise. At a naval conference in Sydney earlier this month, he was asked about the cutting-edge pump jet technology incorporated into the winning design for the new fleet.
Does the pump jet technology that's on Suffren remain viable for the Australian submarine?
It could be viable.
It's not mandated.
What is driving the choice of technology is basically the operational requirement.
Pump jet technology was central to the blueprint which won the government's competitive evaluation process for the new submarine fleet.
The short fin Barracuda Block 1A, designed specifically for the Royal Australian Navy, is the world's most advanced conventionally powered submarine.
This marketing video from the French company which designed the winning bid singles out pump jet technology for special mention.
Cutting edge technology direct from France's nuclear submarine program pushes the submarine's stealth capabilities into a new realm. Pump jet propulsion replaces obsolete propeller technology.
It now appears that that obsolete propulsion system is an option after all.
So we could end up with conventional propeller.
Yes, we could. But we could also end up with something different.
It's tempting to think that this was an example of an engineer thinking in public.
That's defence analyst Andrew Davies of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, who's long doubted pump jet technology can be fitted to the new Australian subs.
There is a real question about how you marry a pump jet with a conventional submarine. Pump jets are only found on nuclear submarines elsewhere. And the couple of experiments over the years that countries have done by trying to put a pump jet onto a conventional submarine went nowhere.
Mr. Billig's the executive director of Naval Group, the company formed to build the new subs. A statement from the company to AM says it's absolutely possible to fit pump jet technology to a conventional sub, but the decision on which system to use is one for the Navy. A statement from the Defence Department says it still, quote, intends on going with pump jet propulsion. Andrew Davies says that would mean succeeding where other conventional submarine designs have failed.
Now, it could be the Naval Group has found a very neat engineering solution, but it remains a question in the minds of those of us who aren't privy to the detailed designs.
Dr. Andrew Davies from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending Tom Eagledon's report.